A word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9. Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. This verse contains so many different aspects, commands to God's people, but also commands to us from God. It's not written accidentally. It's not just a piece of history that belongs to the Jews. This belongs to us as well. And so when God said to Moses, using Moses as the mouthpiece, he is also saying it to us, only take care, be very careful, and keep your soul diligently. In other words, being watchful. This is a command that we find very often in the New Testament. The Lord Jesus himself saying, be on your guard, Matthew 24 and in other places. Paul and the other apostles who penned various epistles often saying, be watchful, be careful, be sober-minded. It could be that you are suffering a backsliding condition simply because you have not been watchful. In fact, in the New International Version, instead of saying, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, it says, lest they slip from your mind. And so that is a possibility, that over time, gradually, things begin to slip and your soul slips away from the Lord and his presence. And that's why the command here is, lest they depart from your heart. We need to keep the reality of our experience with God very close by. The things that we have seen, it's not just the things that others have seen, but the things that our eyes have seen. The relationship with God. Are you keeping that close to your heart? Or are you beginning to forget and let things slip? That is why you find yourself in a situation where God is no longer real to you. And of course you are incapable of passing this on to your children and to your children's children, because God is no longer real and close to you.